Today is the day established and set aside by the Almighty Lord for the remembrance of the complete truth of who we are and why we are here, and for the completion of that mission that requires both absolute effort and effortless grace. Because the truth is that we are, each and every one of us, manifestations of the Almighty God. But to know that, we must remove the obscuring ego mind that blocks our realization of the infinite light and love and power and will and intelligence of the Lord. And so this is our one duty, and it is the accomplishment of this liberation from the bondage of the petty ego mind that is a temporary agitation in the field, to dissolve and merge into the field that brings our fulfillment. And only that will accomplish both our Swatantriya and our Swarajya. Because everyone yearns for both freedom and self-sovereignty. But sovereignty over the ego can only come from the absolute surrender to that Supreme Presence that is the source of your life and of your consciousness and of your love. Every tradition claims that the Lord is the heart of the world, the sacred heart. God abides in the heart, in everyone's heart, and is the heart of the world. And the world is entirely within the heart of God. But because of the obscuring ego desires, corruptions, perversions, ignorance, the world has become bereft of love and of goodness and of sustainability. And it is only by the revelation of the Almighty Dreamer of this cosmic dream that we can achieve freedom from the chains of the ego's bondage to desperate desire and fear, and become free to abide in peace, in joy, in wisdom, and in that eternal realization of our nature that is completely untouched by the illusion and completely empowered to transform that illusion into one of absolute beauty, of goodness, and of infinite creative fascination at all of the permutations and the wonders and the miracles that the power of God can manifest through every one of us. To know that grace, that beatific sublimation of our consciousness, we must resonate with the vibrational frequency of the Supreme One. And that means we must stop resonating with the frequency of the ego identified with the body and identified and attached to other bodies and desiring only bodily and sensory enjoyments, so that we can come to know the supersensory bliss and power of the real. The ego mind has become so cynical, it has forgotten and has repressed and even foreclosed the truth that we are all subject of and to the Almighty Lord until we realize our oneness with that Supreme Self. If we wish liberation, now is the moment to claim it, because it is this day that God has established for the conjunction of Kronos time with Kairos, and Kairos with the very center of the ion of the timeless presence of the infinite source of all that is manifest. And that unmanifest transcendent Lord that is yourself is now able to cross from the infinite into the field of time and space. Not that he is not able to do that at any other time, but this has been chosen as that moment. And it is chosen now not simply as a holiday that comes every year, but a reference to the darkest night of time, in which the final and ultimate and total and complete revelation and redemption is to be given to those who are open to receive it, to become embodiments of that and transmitters, beacons of light, of joy, of love, of truth, of fearlessness, to be proven through bringing light that destroys the darkness. Each of us is responsible for destroying our own darkness, and there is no excuse for waiting. There is no excuse for continuing with mental chatter that separates the consciousness from the infinite field of the Supreme Presence. It is now time for all the waves to realize the power of the ocean and to dissolve the separation into a unified field in which that power is once again connected as a network of energy, of Shakti, that flows through all yogis who are telepathically resonant with the same vibrational frequency, and therefore in complete harmony and resonance and contained within the protective field of Shiva's love and Shiva's wisdom. To accomplish this, there must be complete purification of the consciousness. complete sublimation of all of the lower chakras, complete freedom from all pulls of jouissance, freedom to be who you really are, eternally, uncreated, unmanifest, transcendent and all-pervading. This reality will be known the moment that the ego falls away forever, and the real is once again installed on the lotus throne that will reign in the phenomenal as well as the noumenal. This is the moment when yogis claim victory. Jayadev. And because time is of the essence, to delay is defeat. May you understand the nature of the situation that our souls are in, and take with utmost seriousness the urgent need of this historic moment that is all becoming absolutized in this present passage through the illusion of time, because this is the moment in which the tables turn, the transition to the frequency of Shiva consciousness removes the ego illusions and dissolves all into the singularity of the infinite light. The achievement of liberation must come before that moment. To graduate from this low level, this primitive intellect of the ego, to gain the infinite intelligence, to abide in cosmic consciousness, and determine the flow of time in its next emission of a cyclic work of art that will be the new cosmos. The destiny through eons of that illusory time of your own Sutratma is being determined at this moment. And the possibility of liberation into the Absolute is given now. Freedom from all karma, a total amnesty, allows you to let go of all baggage instantaneously without the need to process or to repent or to have to do anything but to fast the consciousness from ego thoughts and turn the mind and the heart wholly to God to be filled by that supreme beauty. It is that alone that is required. And the Shakti, the blissful energy, and the power of truth will then guide spontaneously in accord with the highest Dharma, the true Tao, to bring about the optimal outcome of the universal salvation of all beings who seek to return to the One Self. If you are ripe and ready for this transition into pure spirit, this is the moment that God provides the grace for your ascension. May you take advantage of this gift of grace. May you know the peace that comes from giving your heart, your mind, your will, your life entirely to the will of God, to the presence of God within and without, with the aim of consummating the absolute union with the eternal Supreme Self. And may you know that even deeper peace that comes of such unification with the intelligence, the mind of God, that that mind becomes your own. And the infinite cosmic consciousness, with all of its incredible understanding and the power that that yields, is given into your hands to fulfill the will of God. And may you achieve the supreme peace of absolute union of heart and mind and will, to such an extent of fusion that nothing remains ever to separate from the self into illusion ever again, and know the freedom of Jivan Mukti here and now. And by that, liberating all beings from suffering. Keep the flame lit all day. Keep the heart and the mind connected to Shiva, so that by this evening, there will be a complete readiness for final liberation. Want nothing from this world. Invest your energy and your love entirely with God. And the return on that investment is infinite.